February 9, The Daily Stoic. You don't have to have an opinion. We have the power to hold no opinion about a thing and to not let it upset our state of mind, for things have no natural power to shape our judgments. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 6.52. Here's a funny exercise. Think about all the upsetting things you don't know about. Stuff people might have said about you behind your back, mistakes you might have made that never came to your attention, things you dropped or lost without even realizing it. What's your reaction? You don't have one because you don't know about it. In other words, it is possible to hold no opinion about a negative thing. You just need to cultivate the power instead of wielding it accidentally. Especially when having an opinion is likely to make us aggravated. Practice the ability of having absolutely no thoughts about something. Act as if you had no idea it ever occurred or that you've never heard of it before. Let it become irrelevant and non-existent to you. It'll be a lot less powerful that way. A year with C.S. Lewis, a bit of coaxing, screw tape on manipulating the historical Jesus. The historical Jesus, then, however dangerous he may seem to be to us at some particular point, is always to be encouraged. About the general connection between Christianity and politics, our position is more delicate. Certainly, we do not want men to allow their Christianity to flow over into their political life, for the establishment of anything like really just society would be a major disaster. On the other hand, we do want, and want very much, to make men treat Christianity as a means, preferably, of course, as a means to their own advancement. But failing that as a means to anything, even to social justice, the thing to do is to get a man at first to value social justice as a thing which the enemy demands, and then work him on to the stage at which he values Christianity because it may produce social justice. For the enemy will not be used as a convenience. Men or nations who think they can revive the faith in order to make a good society might just as well think they can use the stairs of heaven as a shortcut to the nearest chemist's shop. Fortunately, it is quite easy to coax humans round this little corner. Only today I found a passage in a Christian writer where he recommends his own version of Christianity on the ground that only such a faith can outlast the death of old cultures, and the birth of new civilizations. You see the little riff? Believe this, not because it's true, but for some other reason. That's the game. From the Screwtape Letters. 1942, The Screwtape Letters is published by Geoffrey Blaise in London. Jesus calling. Seek his face more and more. You are really just beginning your journey of intimacy with him. It is not an easy road, but it is a delightful and privileged way, a treasure hunt. He is the treasure, and the glory of his presence glistens and shimmers along the way. Hardships are part of the journey, too. He met them out ever so carefully, in just the right dosage, with a tenderness you can hardly imagine. Do not recoil from afflictions, since they are among his most favorite gifts. Trust him and don't be afraid, for he is your strength and song. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Psalm 27:8. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that all surpassing power is from God and not from us. 2 Corinthians 4, 7. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Isaiah 12, 2.